was too hot. What I'm saying is, I don't know, people walking out on top. Okay. All right, so I'd like to finish up Simchat Tzaddikov today about Dovah Charif. Dovah Charif is a long topic. There's a sefer I once that came out not that long. I think the whole sefer is called Dovah Charif. Or Dovah Charif to Chasso or something like that. One of those kinds of sarm. That's all the cases. So it's a, you know, it's a big subject. So I just want to finish that sentence. I would like to give shiur tomorrow, if possible, if it's okay with Arlen. That way, I don't have to feel pressure to do the two. Simon Sadi Zayin is a short simon, but you know, I won't be able to feel pressure to finish it one day. So I'd like to have shiur tomorrow at 11:30. And then on Thursday, we've got a regular time, as long as it takes to finish up. I also have an earlier shiur that I want to share with you. I just have to apologize in advance. I don't know if unfortunately, I had to spend this morning. I had to go to Levaya. So I just came back. I was here, then I ran out and just came back. So I don't know if I'll be able to have meetings this afternoon. So I'm not sure whether to print up my Makomas for tomorrow. We'll do the Simon Sadi Zayin with the Shachs and Tazit. And then for Thursday, I'll have other, you know, some of the Gemaras and so on to finish up. But I would like to have Shir, if that's okay, tomorrow and Thursday, just to finish up as possible. So we're discussing yesterday the situation of the Dovah Charif. So we pointed out really there are two different Gemaras at work here. Okay, one is a Gemara here in Chum, where the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Beis, going over to Kuf Yud Beis and Aleph, where the Gemara is discussing the subject of Nat Bar Nat. It's part of an extension of the Sugi of Dogim Shalom Bekara. And the Gemara seems to say that there is no problem, the Kula of Nat Bar Nat does not apply when the item you're dealing with is a Dovah Charif. The regular rule is that Nat Bar Nat don't apply if you're dealing with the things that are in the category of a Dovah Charif. That's the Gemara here in Chulin. Then there's a Gemara about a Zara that we saw, Daf Lamed Tes. The Gemara there is talking about a different issue. It's talking about no certain problem with Gam. Right? The Dinam Eina Ben Yomo. That's something after Zainab Ben Yomo is no longer no sin Talmud Shvach, there's no sin Talmud Gam. And so the Gemara there seems to say that the Dovah Charif, if it's a Dovah Charif, the rules of no sin Talmud Gam do not apply, meaning even after 24 hours there will be a problem if that item is Balea. Now, I say item because there it's speaking specifically about a fruit or a plant called chilsis, which we explained yesterday, it's very, very sharp. In fact, some of the Shams say if an animal eats it, it can make holes in the stomach. It's like one of these really, holes in like, Rahman Sallah said there's an ulcer or something like that. There are holes and problems in the stomach. So certain can't eat spices. That's about a human being, not an animal. I don't know if animals get ulcers, but a human being gets an ulcer. So, you know, what happens is certain spicy foods are very have a negative impact. So this particular thing called chilsis is very, very sharp. So the Gemara there in Avodah Zarah says that even though usually no sin tamid gam is mutter, but here, because of the sharpness of this chilsis, so then it's a different story. So we had a machlokas, and we've shown him what that means. The Ritva quoted two days. Okay, what exactly is the problem? So does it mean, so to speak, that somehow when what is regularly considered no Saint Tamlif Gam, it's Eina Ben Yomo, when that interacts with this sharp food, it's no longer considered no Saint Tamlif Gam, it becomes sweeter, so to speak, it becomes a shrach, right? That's one way to look at it. Right. Now, ordinarily, what's in this knife is in those Talmud Gam because the blade is more than 24 hours old. But when, because of the sharpness of this particular fruit or vegetable you're cutting, so the flavor that comes out is now, in effect, helps. Or I think we saw yesterday, it somehow weakens a little bit the sting of this very, very sharp fruit or vegetable, so that it's now considered to be a positive flavor. That's one way to look at it. That's what one doesn't like. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah, they quote from Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rashba. In the Berak HaBayis, in the Torah HaBayis, also quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. That's one way to look at it. And the Ritva prefers the other view of the Ra'ah, that no, the whole problem, there's no such thing, he says. There's no such, you can't say that something which once was Nosen Tamlif Gam, now it's going to magically become Nosen Tamlif Shvach. That's not true. The case there is you're talking about knives, and Stam Sakinim are considered to be unwashed, they're a little bit dirty, they've got Shamnudis on it. And the issue is that this sharp thing, pulls out the shamnunas, and that's what causes the problem. But if you talk to be talking about a clean knife, then there wouldn't be an issue. So that's the machlokas we've shown. Those are the two sides. So the Chumas Harashba you're just asking about, I should have made it more clear. I put that Chumas Harashba in for a different reason. Okay, I only put in part of it. The Chumas Harashba, you're right, he's talking about the bliyas in the night. I put the Chumas Harashba in apropos the last thing I mentioned in that unit, namely to show that the Pisrei Tshuva, that I had a problem with in Siman Tzadi Hei, with Pisrei Tshuva, it's a doubt and wonder whether the whole thing with Dabar Harif is a Dereis or the Rabbanan. And he concludes that it's the right side. I said, I don't understand the Pisrei Tshuva. Because he says, since Chazal and Mishar, that it's a Tam, okay, so it must be a Deraisa. What do you mean? Why is that automatically so? Why not say it's a Derabbanan level? It's a Tam Kolos, Deraisa wouldn't be called. We have by Tam Kolos, right? Something weaker Tam. The Derabbanan, they say we treat it as a Tam. So I'm not sure I understand the Pisrei Tshuva's Raya. But even without the Pisrei Tshuva's Raya, I mean, just the concept that it's Deraisa, I think it is difficult because the Rashba in that tshuva in the Chagasim Toft Sadizan, 15 of the sources. There, you're right. The Rashba wasn't weighing in, and we were talking about. I'm sorry, it was confusing. The Rashba that I wanted to see that weighed in the Machlokas in both places. The first time he quoted the Ben Yona. I guess I reverted you by quoting it because the Rashba has both sides. I just want to show you the Machlokas 2 days in the Mitzvah. It's Machlokas, Rashba, and the Ra'or. And the Torah's Abayis, the Bidah, Abayis, and Shemar's Abayis. So the Chuvah's Rashba is something else. Okay, I brought it in to show, because he says that the issue would be, it would be a Chashash D'Oraisa. Because he brings up the subject that Tosis discusses by Giulei Klei Midyan. This was a quick Chazor yesterday. By Giulei Klei Midyan. So, what do you have to have the whole Din of Haggadah for? Let's wait and let everything's in a Ben Yomo, and then you're clear. Okay, we have to have all these dinim of Hagola. Just wait till everything's in a Ben Yomo. Makes it clean, physically clean, so there's no ban, and it's only dealing with bleeds, so make it in a Ben Yomo, finish. So the toast is it. Well, maybe the problem was that maybe some of these kalim were used by the Midianites for a Dabar Harif, and the Harif doesn't work, by an Ein Ben Yomo. Right? The Ein Ben Yomo doesn't help. Right? The Ein Ben Yomo doesn't help. So the Rish Parshpo says, I don't like that approach because that would make the chashash of a Dabar Harif into a Doraisa problem. Because obviously if the Torah says you need Hagola, the Torah is talking about Doraisa, obviously, right? The Torah says that that Klei Midyan require Hagola, it must be that the concern is a Doraisa concern. And the Rashba doesn't seem to want to accept that a Dabar Harif would be a Doraisa concern. So I'm just showing that Rashba, and to so to speak, deal with that Pisrei Tshuva, it seems pretty mucha from the Rashba that he didn't consider it. I mean, he goes on, he has other things, and you could learn the Rashba differently than the whole Tshuva. But I just showed you that line because I wanted to show you that I thought it was at least plausible to suggest that the Rashba would consider this whole thing with Dabar Harif a Drabana problem. And the truth of the matter is, I think in the Ritva also, that original Ritva of Rezara Daf Lamed Tes, which I had in source number 9, it also seems to apply, that it's only a Drabana problem. Okay, so in any event, that's why I brought that up. In terms of the halacha, so now the part of what we have to deal with now is, do these two sugyas, the sugyas in Chulin, and the sugyas in Chulin, and the sugyas in Avodah Zarah, how do they interact with one another? Do we assume, halacha lamaisa, that yes, we accept both sugyas, meaning that by a Dabar Harif, there's no kul of not barna, there's also no kul of ena ben yomo. Okay, or do we say no? Maybe the sugya of Avodah Zarah is only talked about. It was a special din with the schilses, which was an excessively sharp. There's a special din. We don't necessarily apply it. So that's already a little bit less clear. So that's what we okay. So did I explain now? Okay. So all right. That answers the question. I hope. I apologize. I didn't make it clear. Say that Shulas Rashbo is not really dealing with our issue, but I just showed it. I was showing it to vis-à-vis that Pisrei Tshuva. Yeah.
Quick question back on Rizbah.
Yeah.
We quoted previously in Shir about whether or not the Ain would have the din of Ben Yom Kippur or not.
Yeah.
Does that?
Again, the Ain we usually assume Ain Ben Yom doesn't help.
But we did see based on Tosfos and Ramban.
The Tosfos and Ramban by washing things together. But that was through.
No, he said that it couldn't be referring to Hagala because it couldn't be referring to Tfilas Kalim because Tfilas Kalim has nothing to do with the Bliya.
No, the Tosfos wondered why the Gemara says that in the end of Avodah Zarah, why do you need? It says if you didn't do what you're supposed to do, and one of the things you didn't supposed to do was. Was washing it off.
Right.
We didn't wash it off. So someone learned means that the Mapash, the Tfilas Kalim, you don't have Tfilas Kalim. No, Tfilas Kalim didn't do it. So we said that some say, no, the Tefillah is washing it off. Oh, I mean, why, oh, I see what you're saying. We have to, maybe, at least you Al Capone have to wash it. Maybe that's a chum, I'm not sure. I hear what you're saying. Okay, according to that explanation. Who's the rabbi? That's like, right, okay. Okay. Anyway, so that's one thing I wanted to mention, just in terms of clarifying with the guys who asked me about. One of the things we also dealt with yesterday, of course, was how far, we also had a machlokas, how far does it go? Is it k'day klipas, k'day netila? Okay, we outlined those sheets yesterday. So I want to just come to now, in terms of wrapping up this sugya, this part of the sugya, is what exactly is considered a davar charif. And again, it plays into this whole question, because, you know, do we have the right to assume that when our Gemara talks about a davar charif, when our Gemara, what's the expression our Gemara mentions in tznom, right, radishes, it mentions silka, which is beets, as having some sort of charifas. But clearly that doesn't have the same intensity of charifas that what the Gemara of Odozor is talking about. And by the way, it's not my shot, it's Tosa's kasha, right? That's what I clarified. This what we mentioned now is the kasha that's asked by Tosa's here in Chulon Kuf Yud Beis Amalala. Tosa says, V'tzorech iyun, imasakin mekuna, ve'ein ben yomo, ichur fedidhu, mechal yul shvach. Does the sharpness also, mechalya can mean like improves or sweetens or you know, lessens the sting. It's mishrach. It's a tam mishrach. Mishrach in Hebrew, not shrach in Yiddish. Mishrach, praise with, not good, not as opposed to weak. Right? It'll mix you up if you're in Yiddish. But anyway, but no sin tam mishrach, right? So Tosa says, Tosa is saying, you look at the Sugan of Avodah Zarah, are the same rules in force. So first of all, I just want to mention that the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah learns the Rambam in Perek Tes of Hilchos Machos Asuras Halacha Chav Dalet. The Kesef Mishnah. All right, so let's read the Kesef Mishnah. Says Nira, he learns the Rambam as saying Nira Midvarav. Nira Shahuzal Mefarish Titznon Lav Dafka Ela Dehu Adin Lechol Hadvar HaCharifim. He thinks that the Rambam does not limit what our Gemara Chulin talks about with cutting. The case of the Rambam is Sakin Shechotach Babasar Tzli and a hot piece of meat Lechazar Bechotach Batznon. And now you cover Tznon, and then the Rambam writes and cut Tznon, okay, radish with a fleshing knife. Ukiyotze Bo Midvar HaCharifim. So the Rambam seems pretty clear now. The question of Kayotze Bo, he doesn't. How far can it go? But he doesn't. He says this, the Kesef Mishnah learned that it's talking about, other things as well. Of course, what it doesn't say is, okay, does it therefore the same chumrah that any ben yomo that we see by chilsus, anyone that doesn't help, that the Rambam doesn't say. But at least in terms of a basic davar charif, the Kesef Mishnah seems to be learning, according to the Rambam, that it applies to other things as well. Don't think it's limited to tznon. Okay, the Sefer Truma, the end of Simon Samach, but the truth is, it's not on the sheet, but it's in the Beis Yosef, as it turns out. Sometimes the Beis Yosef quotes things verbatim, and this is one of them. So the Beis Yosef is in Simon Tzadi Vav. Let me just find it here. It's in Simon Tzadi Vav, the Masel, in Sif Beis. Mashakosav chen adin b'shumin b'tzon b'krishin and so on. Zeh loshen sefer truma. Okay, Simon Samach. So you have it right here. Tzorech li zoher shalo yachtoch b'sakin. You're looking again. It's commenting on the Torah Tziv Beis. Okay, this edition of the Torah. That's what most people have. This edition is page Rishon and Tzav. Anyway, so he says kosav zeh loshen sefer truma. Tzorech li zoher shalo yachtoch b'sakin choleves lo shumin v'lo b'tzolim roshe krishim. Okay, there's all different types of vegetables. Shuman is garlic, butzel is onion, creation is turnips, which Mark calls lefes. Imrotz lechot chamin lasitam in basar lefishahem charifim v'domu litznon. Okay, so again, he says you have to be careful not to use the same knife, not to use a fleshig knife. Or he gives an example, not to use a milchig knife to cut all these any of these vegetables if you want to go ahead and eat the. Final product, you know, the cut up vegetables with meat. Vishem charifin v'damul tzomim shoga v'chotav lo sag v'adocha shor nivel v'nispasha atamahem v'imacharkach nosa v'kdero sachas muta v'shishim v'atol tamah sakna v'lua b'yar v'ein tzirach ma'at. Okay, He says then you can go against, you can have shishim against the absorbed flavor. I think I mentioned this yesterday in the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, but that's only true if you cut it with a, you know, fleshing a knife, and when you use a milchis, or vice versa. Avon chotcham b'sakin shel goy shezel iser avelu b'yerek. Then it's absorbing iser. Let's remember again: if it's a fleshing knife and you cut an onion, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay, it's perfectly kosher. Or a milchig knife cuts an onion, no problem. That's enter at that point, right? Mashenel can you cut it with a knife that was used for chazer? Okay, so all tzorach shishim k'deir shir kol ayerek. The chatich hachmas nevelu b'tzichim shishim kamoa. Okay. Now he says, "V'yachol liyo she'ein chiluk b'sakin alafilo ena ben yomo choshuk ben yomo le'agav churfei d'tznon o hayerek mechal yale v'havale l'shvach k'darminen gabe kur shel chilsa shel goyim." Okay, he says, at least as a yachol liyos, that there's no chiluk, even ena ben yomo knife will be considered in this regard like a ben yomo knife. The agav churfei d'tznon, because of the sharpness of the radish, and he just said, it's not just radish, he just said earlier, it's also onion, it's also garlic, it's also turnips and so on, then it's agav churfei, o hayerek, or whatever other vegetable is, mechalile, it sweetens it, okay, mehava l'shrach, and it's tam l'shrach, kidamrinam gabi kuchel chis, it's exactly like the Gemara says, by chilsis. So the Sefer Truma, is quoted by the Beis Yosef here, is machmir, right? And he says, avo olin shel kaflutos, okay, but if it's the leaves of the leek or cabbage, enam chazak mecharifim below barak hadocha. Okay, he says cabbage and other things are not as strong. Okay, but in any event, what you see from the Sefer Truma is, number one, he extends it beyond stone. Number two, he says that the chumra, at least as a yachalios, that the chumra of, that the Gemara Vadazara said applies by the skills, is applies by these other things as well. So claims the Sefer Truma. In fact, the Rush also quotes the Sefer Truma, not as extensively, but the Rush here in Chulin, Perek Ches, Simon Lamed Aleph, okay, Kosu B'Sefer HaTrumah, Dehu Adin Shuman U'Betzelim, quote all these, again, same din with garlic and onions and turnips, Shirotzim U'Vashalim Basar, Ein L'Chatchon Im Sakin Choleves, Im Chotach Lo Mahani LaHadocha, U'Bin Klipa, Ibishal Okli U'Betzelim B'Samach B'Tama Sakin, Ebu B'Yerek, Vafilo, he doesn't say, the way he quotes it, the way the Beis Yosef quoted it was the Yachalios. The Rosh just says, "Vafilu ein asakin ben yomo agav churfei d'tznon oyerek mechayile v'hava lishrach midi d'hava kuchel chilse perf ein mamidin." Okay, so the Rosh, the way he brings the Sefer Truma, understood. I don't want to tell you the different gears. He understood that when the Sefer Truma says Yachalios, he's suggesting that's the din. So the Rosh certainly quotes the Sefer Truma saying that the Chumra of Chilsa applies to other Dvarim Harifim as well, but he notes Rabbeinu Meir, that's Maram Rutenberg, Megamgem Medover. Okay? Deniro de Ari Hocha Besakin Ben Yomo. The Maram Rutenberg is not so ready to make that jump that the Sefer Truma said, oh, wait, it's only a problem by saying Besakin Ben Yomo. Ube Perak Ben Ramit Kasavtiv and so on. And then he mentions about cucumbers, a different story. So the Rosh, again, quotes the Sefer Truma as though that is indeed his psak. Just to look at a couple of other things, the Orchus Chayim, okay, which is source number 42, I'll say it outside. Orchus, it's not on the sheet. Orchus Chayim, Hilchus Isure Macholos Simon Sabbath. You don't ask, Lefid Vareno, Lefid Arkeno. He says, he holds that it's not only true, it's true of other things that are also Yetzel Harifas, Kigon Chatzir, Ubitzolim, Bishum, Operos Chamutzim, Kigon Tapuchim, sharp fruits as well. So we're talking about vegetables. He says sharp fruits as well, like apples. I suspect there are different types of apples. He's probably talking about what we call today sour apples, huh? Crab apple? Sour. There are apples that have a sour flavor. So I mean, like that. Certain sour apples are sweet. I mean, you go to the supermarket, and they're like, I don't know, a dozen different types of apples. I never started shopping, you know. I never paid that sort of attention, but the Red Bull is from Rome, Pink Lady, and I don't know, they're called even, I can't remember, they're all family, huh?
It's Golden Delicious.
Also. Golden Delicious, right, that's another one. When my daughter comes, she always likes a certain kind of fancy apple, I forget what it's called now. Whatever, I mean, go to the whole display of different types of apples at all different prices. Okay, interesting, you know, Macintosh, that's the cheapest. You know, those are the ones you usually want to buy because they're cheaper. And as far as they're concerned, they're all the same. But the people who like, at least that's me. But I don't know, my daughter comes over and she comes to Shemli Shabbos. She, there's always a request for a certain type, and I don't know why it's gone out of my head now. But you know, a certain type of apples. Anyway, but he did. My point being, the Orchas Chaim seems to be like the Sefer Truma, that is extending it even to certain types of fruits, like sour apples. Yeah.
He says chamutim. Is that supposed to be synonymous with chamifas, or is it a different?
I mean, I don't. I learned it that way. Maybe one works for fruit, one works for vegetables. I don't know.
Chamutz means like vinegary. What is it?
So that might be like a crab apple, right? That has a. I don't know.
Chamutz. Maybe
more acidic. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Is it?
I was thinking more acidic. Wouldn't say it by vegetable. That's what I'm saying. I think it might be the word for.
Then I've had all apples that are just.
That's true. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. We'll see later in the postgame that most don't accept that korban. But after Orchas Chaim, I'm just pointing out you have another Rishon. Orchas Chaim is a Rishon. Remember, it's called the Lanil, one of the Rishonim. The three-volume work, Orchas Chaim, it's here in the basement. Just as those who have heard of the Kolbo. The Kolbo is, in effect, a question of authorship. It was, in effect, the synopsis of the Orchas Chaim. The Kolbo. I don't mean the modern term. They call Kolbo, like Kolbo on a Vela. Or are they Rishonim? Yeah.
So when
Sefer's
Chamutim, you think it's the fruit itself and not
the
vinegar?
Yes, I think so. I think it's what the fruit itself. Yeah. As opposed to it was treated. I mean,
they have like apple vinegars now.
Right. I hear that's what you were saying. Also, it was made. I don't know. I thought it was indigenous to something indigenous, so to speak, to the fruits. I don't know. Okay. The other thing I want to mention, getting back to the other one that we shall mention is our old friend of the parrots again in Hagos on the smack. That same mitzvah, Reish Yud Gimel, that's the one, this again with the test with the asterisk, okay? He mentions those who hold, he quotes Rabbeinu Baruch, okay? That's the Sefer Truma, okay, as we mentioned. So he says, Shulam and B'tzalim, they're all the same, okay? That's correct. But he quotes Umiyah HaRabbeinu Yechiel, the Rabbeinu Baruch quotes Rabbeinu Yechiel, okay? Now, I'm not sure, I don't know if that's who he's referring to or not. The Rosh is Rabbeinu Asher Ben Yechiel. Okay, so the Rosh had a son, the more famous son is Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Rosh, that's the Balaturim, right? Yaakov, the author of the Tur. But the Rosh had two other sons, which are sometimes quoted. Sometimes there's a Machlokas between the Tur and his brother, the Rabbeinu Yechiel. Sometimes it's Rabbeinu Yechiel, others it's Rabbeinu Yechiel. So I don't know if that's the same Rabbeinu Yechiel, or is it Rabbeinu Yechiel, whether it's one of the Balatosis, you know, Rabbeinu Paris, but I'm not sure who he's referring to. But anyway, there may be by now an annotated edition of Smach with the Ben Parrot that gives you in the footnotes who's who. Probably not yet, but someone will do it eventually. But meanwhile, it says, what does Rabbeinu Yechiel say? Rabbeinu Yechiel says, Ein lecha, in his opinion, Ela ma she'amru chachamim. He turns the tables and mamash the other extreme. He says, no. The only things that are considered lahalacha davar charif are those things which the Gemara identifies as davar charif. Okay? Namely, and he says, Itznon in our Gemara, and Chilsis in the Gemara then of the Zohar. Okay, and he brings a Raya and so on. Then, this is a unique opinion, but it's an opinion that we've shown it, and it makes a certain amount of sense, right? Now, again, it's not the Rambam. We saw the Rambam said Snon and other Dvarim Harifim, at least with regards to the Din of Not Bar Not. But I think that there are apparent here is quoted by Rabbi Chil. It's in regards to all Dinim that whatever the Gemara identifies as Dvar Harif is a Dvar Harif, and whatever the Gemara doesn't identify as Dvar Harif, you don't have to assume or start clearing is it a Dvar Harif or not. However, as the Rabbeinu Peretz himself acknowledges, Harbig Dolem Shom is a Modim, you know, there are many who disagree. Okay? So they're different shittas about just in terms of what is considered to be a Dvar Harif. If we look now in the Shulchan Aruch, finally, back in our Simon, okay, in Simon Tzadipo, so let's look at Sif Beis. So the Mechaber writes, "Im chotach bo shumin uptzalim ukrisha." Okay, which, by the way, in the parentheses, is a tamcha shekorin krain. That's krain, horseradish. Right, the people who feel the vision. So ukayotza behemi dor macharifim uperos chamutzim. He throws in peros chamutzim also, based on Orchas Chaim we just saw. V'dogim aluchim, or very salty fish, I guess, like herring or certain types of fish that are inherently salty. Dinam shava. Locked off boats. No, it's the same din as radish. Okay. However, there are more adds. Mikomoko muto lecho merkachas charif shal dekochavim gon zangvil ukeyotze bo diyeshlem kelim yuchodim lecha otolshin. Also, certain types of things. It's totally in the way it's prepared. So this zangvil, which is also some spicy thing. Can also the guy they prepare with separate kevah used for anything else. So hold that thought. That's going to be something important also. We take a look now going back to the beginning of the siman, I skipped the Taz. Okay, let's go back to Sif Aleph. The Taz in Sif Aleph. The Taz back in Sif Aleph, when the Mechaber quoted two opinions, right? The Mechaber began. Let's look back at Sif Aleph for a second. Snow no silka shechotchan besakin shel boser ben yomo. Or it's Shaino Mekuna, or it's got Shamnunas on it. Then also Ochum B'chalav, unless you take off Kedet Atil and so on. Okay, that's the first opinion. Then he says, Yeshomrim Duhu Adin La'enu Ben Yomo. So that's our Machlokas, right, that we saw. So the Taz simply points out, it's a Kot Aleph, that the first statement, Zehu Kesaris Maharam Betur, Delo Mikri Dabar Charif, Elakur Chilchilses, okay, that Maharam, which the Torah, I should have read before, the Torah also quotes it, okay, we saw it in the Rosh. The Rosh brought to Rabbeinu Meir, who's not ready to say that like the Sefer Truma that it extends beyond. No, it's limited. Okay, so that is what the Taz says here. The first opinion in the initial Pesach LeMechaber is that only Chilsis absorbs Tam L'Shvach from something Einu Ben Yomo. So the problem with Snow is only when it's in Einu Ben Yomo. I'm sorry, when it's Yesa Ben Yomo. Or has Shamlunas. That's the first Pesach. That's what the Taz points out. At the initial, however, in Sukkot and Gimel, when the Taz is commenting on the Yesh Omrim that the Mechaber quotes, so then the Taz says, Sukkot and Gimel, Zeu Da Sefer Truma. That's the other side. Okay, that's the other side. The second, the Yesh Omrim is the Sefer Truma, who equates all the Dorm Harifim to Chilsis. Okay, but the Taz does add that he talks about Tamcho with Chareim, okay, he says, it's not a problem, you just took this Dover Charif. Even those who would acknowledge that you can extend the definition of Dover Charif beyond what the Gemara says, right, just putting Dover Charif, let's say, in a fleshing bowl, okay, does not mean that now you can't eat it with milchig, or vice versa, you put it in a milchig bowl. Okay, even a ben yomo, if it sits there, unless it's bad, of course, but if you're just putting it there, is not enough. You would need either cooking it, either heat, or duch and sakina. Okay, it's cut with the duch, you need both. Okay, so therefore, he holds that if you crush karein, okay, with a parva grinder, you make horseradish, karein, you put a parva grinder, and you just put it to store it in a milk like a kli, when you first made it. So then it's okay to eat that with fleshes, because it was ground up or the parv. So there was no dukkah sakina, just sat there. That's what Taz says in Sivkot and Gimel. Okay? In Sivkot and Tess, goes back to what I said before, Sivkot and Tess, he argues, the Taz does, with the extending the issue to these Paris Chamutzim. Okay? Paris Chamutzim. He quotes this, the Tapuch and Chamutzim Lomik Ritav Kharv. Okay, and therefore, veneer the makom hefsek this machozer. Okay, he wants to make a makom hefsek. So he says it's not considered the dover charif. So the machlokas basically would accept that. Orchus Chaim goes so far as to say apples. Mechaber seems to include it. Or I'm sorry, the Rambam and the Mechaber seems to include it. Paris Chamutz and Taz says not so fast. Yeah.
Can we say dufta the sakina by other types of food besides dover charif or no?
Well, yeah, we had, let's say, by the base of Shkita, we were by the time, yeah. But this has to be something else, not by itself. Okay, now, just a couple other things in the Shach, and I'll come to some Malach HaLamayisah, I'll discuss with you tonight. The Shach in Sukkot and Yerbeis, okay, discusses on the Ramah. Well, let's read the Ramah first. Okay, the Ramah I told him about yesterday. The Ramah had written in his Haggad to Sif Aleph, okay, if you're not sure if it was cut with a treifa knife, then it can be mako. Okay, and this is nogeya when you want to go ahead and purchase cut vegetables from a grocery store. And this is nogeya halacha lemaisa today. Okay, today, sometimes you want to go to some store and they sell cut up fruits and vegetables, right? I mean, the pre-cut fruits and vegetables. So what's the din with that, right? So the Ramo is talking about that a little bit here. Yesh sofek im nechta pesach kinshul iso azlin lekulo l'chein konem atzono sheyesh ben chatuchen l'tzad zan rosein ki talit, because they would cut off the stalk, they wouldn't cut the they didn't have pre-cut vegetables in those days. but they would apply a knife to cut off the stalks, you know, the tail, whatever, the top, the hairy part that sometimes sticks out of some of these vegetables. You've seen horseradish. You know, if you buy horseradish, those use it for marrow. My personally, I use it for marrow, but it would be put on the Seder plate anyway. One thing marrow, one thing because there is, for the time's sake. But anyway, sometimes the horseradish has this grassy, I don't know, whatever, it's, growth. Anyway, they would cut it off. So he says they're allowed to do that. Ki talin and shenas and marvachatzina was maybe cut with different types of knife and so on. Anyway, the shach that's cut in your bays says Ramo is mako. Okay, when you're unsure how it was cut, he says because even if it's basically the tziruf of a couple of things, and one is that stam kelim ain't a minyomon. Even if it was cut with a knife to use for chaz, it was probably an ain't a minyomon anyway. And as far as the Dabar Harif, so the Shach says, well, who says it's Dabar Harif? That's also, so who says that this is all considered a Dabar Harif? So he says that, therefore, it's a bit of a suffix. He said that's by Chrein, anyway. But you put together the two kulas, that first of all, maybe it's only a problem of stone and chilsas. And then, even if you hold the other way, but maybe it wasn't an Eina, maybe the knife was Eina Binyomo, so again, he says there's reason to be Maker. In Sukkot and Tazayin, the Shach speaks about the salty fish, okay, the salty fish. So Mechaber says, it's also Gdeinu Tila, and the Shach Matzachat Chila, the whole thing should be Osir. But I just want to come now to this, so sort of like halacha l'maisa, it may come up, but just very quickly, also the Pisrei Tshuva in Sivkot and Dalet talks, it's a long Sivkot, but one of the things he talks about is what the Ayin Behertiv Linyan Borscht. Oh, today I don't think too many people have borscht, maybe a great-grandfather borscht, right? Yeah. No, right? It was like a big...
People make on pancakes,
she grew up with that, but they don't eat it. People like it. Yeah. Okay. You like beet juice, I guess. You know, you can buy it in the joint. I don't know if they still sell it. Because I don't think there's a big market. You used to be able to buy. That was one of the things in the Pesach section in the stores. There wasn't too much, you know, in those days. And it was, kosher bits of borscht. Nothing non-kosher Pesach about it. But there's beets and other stuff. And, you know, from a certain door, the door before me. The door before we couldn't stand it, but the door before me, since a couple of doors before you, used to like borscht. So that's what the Pisrei, I guess the Pisrei Tshuva's door, they also liked it. So he talks about borscht, okay, it was a good Russian food. Anyway, the question is whether it's a Dabar Harif or not. The beets are there, but and we'll come to point two, it's mixed with other stuff. You know, it's the beets aren't, I think sometimes they leave some whole beets inside of it, but it's, you know, it's other stuff or not. Sour cream, they used to beat some portions. I don't know. Eggs, I put other stuff, I forgot to write myself. I used to stay away from it. But the bottom line is that the question is, so the Pisrei Tshuva says it depends whether the can you drink it raw or not. If you talk it, people like it. The people, the real borscht drinkers, would just drink it just like that. Other people, they cook it up. I don't know. But anyway, he says it's not a Dabar Harif if you can just eat it straight, so to speak. I mean, onions... I guess people sometimes eat onions straight, I suppose. But usually, does anyone just stop eat a raw onion? I don't think so. I don't think people stop eat a raw onion. What?
Dip in hummus.
Huh?
Dip in hummus, maybe.
Yeah, no, the salad, right. Cut up in the salad.
That's mixed
with other things. By the way, it has a nafkamina hilchos brachos. I don't know if you know, it's a taka nafkamina hilchos brachos. Because if not the normal matter, did someone want a taina that an onion should make shahako? Because an onion is only eaten if you eat it raw. Because an onion is generally speaking, nichos brachos, if a vegetable is normally cooked, you eat it raw. You don't make the barbecue onion because it's not eaten the normal way. Or fakert, if it's normally eaten this way and you eat it the other way, so you make a shahakol instead of barbecue adobo. So that's a question about onions. Okay, so most people, onions are cooked. They're mixed in with something. Delicious. I love cooked onions personally. Okay, but you know, people put on the hamburgers and you know, and so on. So that's the normal way to eat it, but to eat it raw, people don't eat it raw. On the other hand, as you pointed out, they do eat it raw in a salad. People just cut up an onion and put it in a salad. Is that enough? So, just as a side point, by the Lubavitchers, the Chabadniks, use onion as karpas. And they do the bedavka, because karpas, the Pesach Seder, because karpas has to be a bar priadoma. And the Balatanya paskins, yeah, karpas is a bar priadoma. So they want to show that we talk a hold, it's a bar priadoma. We pass on the Lubavitchers, passing on the Balatanya. That no, since people do eat onions raw in the salad, so therefore it's more pradama, therefore they eat it for karpas. Those who are not, the Lubavitchers might not, you want to be kosher, so that other shita, that's not the right bracha, so you would use onions for karpas. It's like they told me that, people told me that Rabbi Teit, the older Rabbi Teit, the son also used bananas for karpas. How did they dip it in those salt water? No. Okay. You can dip it in other things, and the Gemara says you can dip it in other things, but the Rambam says you dip karpas in charosis, that might not be a bit, bananas and charosis. So, and then, so they make it also to show what the bracha is. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, question. Yeah.
The shach, the right shach, and sit up in Dalit, yeah.
It's the two suffix, it's only the subject whether it's things that are just known, and it's something whether it's ben yomo or not. But also, is it also plus the subject you don't know if it was cut or not with the osman? Is only passing that in general, you would pass that, but that's the same suffix, whether it was cut with a knife or was cut with a knife. Yeah, if you, if the onion is cut with a non-ben yomo trace knife, so well then you'll just still have the one suffix, but the onion is a lower harv or not. It could bring out the could be also.
But isn't one
suffix
is what? That it's either ben yomo or not ben yomo?
Was the way, yeah, I think that's what it says, no? Yeah. So the harv, enem osa elusakim ben yomo. Ah, you're...
I think there are three speakers here. The first
topic
of the Ramah,
right?
Where he's saying
there
was something whether he even cut
it
with the
shach. Right, right. With the shach, yes, too. Yeah, that's the perfect segue to what I want to get to. Because the other thing, the Piskei Tshuva, throw one more thing to the mix. The Piskei Tshuva, that long Piskei Tshuva, besides talking about borscht, also says if the item is cooked, and then you take it out of the cooked, then it says you have a cooked onion, it's not a harif anymore. Because the cooking with other stuff weakened the harifas. Okay? And others are machmer on that, but the Aruch HaShulchan, which the last time I printed here, so Sivchar, is also Mako. So the truth of the matter is now, to go along with what you're saying, and this is, I happen to see Daniel Meyer with this, I was talking to Meyer. I think that, I didn't see Rashad today, I didn't ask him about it. I'll ask him. When you go to these fruits and vegetable stores, they have cut up stuff. So I think that there's a lot of room to be Mako, even the Chatkhila. Okay, because there are quite a number of different Sveikas. Okay? One suffix again is, do we combine the chumra of not banat, that it doesn't apply to a davar charev, and the chumra that ain't on ben yom doesn't apply to a davar charev, do we put the two sugis together, or do we say not so fair? Not everybody does. Tosis leaves it at tzarech here, not everybody, others disagree. So that's number one. That's sort of suffix number one. Another suffix would be, was the knife a part of that suffix? Even I feel like Tim Sohn, we put them together. That's part of the same suffix. Then there's a suffix of what's a davar charif. Right, who says a davar charif? All right. Another suffix is if it was cooked with something else. That's usually the shayla. Very often the rabbi gets a shayla. Very often. Okay. As I said yesterday, it's always an onion involved. Okay. So the woman cooked up. She cut the onions with a flaming knife, and now she cooked the onion with other stuff. All right. She cooked the onion with a milking knife, and she put it in a soup. In the flesh of the soup. It's a b'dievet. It's all after the fact. Again, l'chatchila, we never tell her to do any of this. Okay, it's all talking about b'dievet, right? So, there are many, many tzadim to say that there's room to be mekel. Okay, because, again, is an onion automatically a davar charev? Does the chumra, if the knife was ein ben yom, maybe the knife was ein ben yom. Again, it depends on what she knows, but was it a ben yom or knife and so on. But there are many tzadim to be mekel. Another issue is, that if it was cut once it was already mixed in with other stuff, so there's also another reason to be maker. Okay, that the flavor will call it like dissipate. But there's another point that our knives today, how was the sakin boleya, the isser, the fleishik to begin with? It was like they klisheni. Right? We don't stick our knives directly or cut the stuff when it's maybe once in a while somebody on a grill. We'll cut. I don't even have a grill like that, huh?
No,
maybe. But stab knives, the way it became quote unquote fleishig or milchik to begin with was only via a cliche to start with. So there's so many tzadim. So lemaisa, if you go to a place that sells cut up vegetables, so what exactly is the chashash? The chashash may be that the goy who cut up these pineapples or these strawberries or cucumbers right in the back. Not a double harf, but whatever might be a double harf. Maybe use that same knife for his ham sandwich. Okay, when he's taking a lunch break, he cut the ham sandwich with the same. So again, first, it's highly unlikely that he used it, and you know, so many strikers. Who says he ever made? Who says it had trait bleeds in it to begin with? And even if it had trait bleeds in it, maybe it's Eina Ben Yomo. And maybe we don't pass in the this type of Dover Har pulls out an Eina Ben Yomo. Even if it is a Dover Har, maybe we don't pass like the Sugya in the Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah was only Chomer by Chilsas and not by anything else. And the knife only became Osir to begin with. I mean, there's so many Stadim, so it seems to me that there'd be room to make a Lechatchila even to buy in one of these stores cut up fruits and vegetables. However, if you're dealing with, you know, like a mom and pop shop that sells cut of vegetables and cut deli and what he's got, then I'd be nervous. You know, if, in other words, if the shop that sells all this type of stuff and they're cutting up fish and, you know, well, again, like a mom and pop type of shop, there's all kinds of stuff, then who knows what's going on in back there. You know, some guy cutting stuff, whatever knife's available. You know, if it's a store that's fundamentally a fruit and vegetable store, they're not selling meat. They're not selling fish. They're not selling anything non-kosher. And the only chashash is maybe that the guy used the same knife, which is unlikely to begin with. And that goes back to what we saw in the postgame here also. The chenveni, right? We saw that too, right? The chenveni wants to have clean knives. You know, a shopkeeper doesn't want people to buy his, you know, his cut-up strawberries and notice that it has a taste of ham, even if it's not also for them because they're going can eat ham. But then I want strawberries now, not ham. So it's very, very chashash rachok, it seems to me, to assume that there should be a problem. Again, the same thing in a supermarket. You know, you have to work, they have cut up fruits and vegetables over here. They have a deli department over there. What, they got a guy from the fruit department to go and borrow the knife that they use for the deli? I think it's such a chashash rachok. However, having said all that, and if I, you know, if it's just the same to you, we're living here in the New York, New Jersey area, there are plenty of kosher stores, so you want to, you know, Yos Tov, you want to go ahead and make sure to buy it, okay, you know, it's probably a proper, you know, hanhaga. But if somebody brings you cut fruit, vegetables from one of the stores and so on, and it's not a mom and pop's that disturb anything, but a regular boutique fruit and vegetable store, that's what they do, you know, I don't see any reason you have to be machmir about it personally. Yeah.
You would probably say, similar to the mom and pop stores, they're probably
going to be
a fruit salad and
not
a
kosher
restaurant
also. Right, because you're really right. Even that may depend on the kind of place that it is. You know, the more, you know, I don't know, the more, I don't want to say messy, but the more, you know, Hamish, you know. And the more Hamish the place is, Garja Hamish, you know, the place is, the more maybe you have to worry, who knows what's going on back there. There's some, you know, some guy there grabs stuff. But, you know, in a bigger operation, or a fruit and vegetable store, you know, I live in Teaneck, a place called Julio's, everybody likes to go because the fruit and vegetables are better there. You know, my wife kind of said they must inject sugar into the fruit. It's all so sweet. You know, and then you wonder, I don't know what they inject it with. That might be a different child. But in all seriousness, people like to buy it from there. But the truth is, the kosher stores have it. Again, to non-connoisseurs like myself, I don't notice such a sufficient taste difference. But so they may as well buy it in the kosher. But again, I don't see any reason to be machmir. But personally, if I don't know what, you know, Rav Schechter and others, I'll try and ask him. Yeah.
That's
a different problem. Okay, that's a different, bugs are a different issue. Then it would be a problem. What about bugs? Are those? Again, you have to look in all the organizations have online, the OU and the, you know, the Star Cable. You know, which fruits and vegetables you kosher for? Yeah, that's legit.
No, you're eating around them.
Oh, eating around them? Yeah, I think it's okay. Yeah, that'll be okay. Yeah.
Doesn't the stem room is a segue to a piscicula and a brush of lamb? That's another cool of idea.
I'm saying, the piscicula is there, it's cooked. I'm just saying, so you have so many. The cooking usually helps us after the woman calls the rabbi, she cooked everything together, but now we all, I've cut it with the. If you cut it up and you put it in a pot with 12 other things, that's what I mentioned. Okay, weiter. That was all from yesterday still. Okay, let's go weiter. I want to finish it. Yeah, you're right. Okay, good. So the next thing is Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel. Tavlin shenidochol meducha shel basar ben yomo also lachom mechalav. You have spices that were chopped up, were ground in a grinder that was flashing, so you can't use it, it was ben yomo, then you can't use it with milk. With milk is good, that's simple. Dramo adds, v'yesh omrim, afilo ena ben yomo. That throws in afilo ena ben yomo. So, this, the idea is, again, spices, if it's a ben yomo, the flesh of ben yom. You can't eat it with. There's no din of not barnat here because the tavlin is a davar charev, okay, and the grinder is like duchin sakina, okay. So no problem not barnat. But here once again, the mechaber does not. Even though in Sif Aleph the mechaber quoted the yesh omrim, the other side. Okay, here the mechaber does not say, oh, but it's also true of ena ben yom. It doesn't have that ten as a possibility. Ramos says that's a din. Ramos shitoso. So again, the sefer truma. And this time the Sefer Truma, fortunately, was this quoted by the Shach, so you have it here too. The Shach quotes the Sefer Truma, it's a quote in the Chof. Zela, oh, the Shival, like just a minute. I thought we quoted the Sefer Truma somewhere.
It
has. Huh? It has. Oh, yeah, good. Zela, Sefer Truma, Tavlin, thank you. Tavlin, Shnidochum, Docha, Shalbosar, Eina, Tuba, Chavishum, Nat, Barnat, or Tavlin, Chazak, Bacharif, okay, Bahabi, Modoch, come up base. Base or we got pilpul and harifim. Okay, fine. Vav potzlon shechot b'sak. It's all the same. It's like duchah skina. V'asim yishum tam mamash nivle shalom arad kano shalom mashma. That filu kusheino ben yomo oser. He seems to have filu even it's eino ben yomo. Even it's eino ben yomo. And it looks like from another chu of the Rashba that the Rashba agrees. I have that on the sheet. Source three chu of Rashba chelakalasim tof mem test. Okay, he says. Even though usually Ralph God knows the time of God Mutter, Agam Churfa de Chalsisa Mechaya, talking about Chilsis, okay? And distinguishes there between other Tavlin that ain't called Kach Harifas by him, alright? But he says, Hacha Dabar Muatu, Tavlin Shnis Arbu Abeit, and he's talking about a particular case where a guy missed some spices with eggs. So he wants to say that it's Mutter, a spice that were cut up with the other, whatever, with flesh, and I want to eat the eggs with milk. That's the particular case of that Tshuva. So he says it's a davar muat, and therefore there's not so much harifas. The implication of the Rashba is that we more than a davar muat, then we treat it like chilsas, right? So he's more machmir in that case. The Rambam, I don't know if you can make this diuk or not, but I thought of it. The Rambam again that same halacha perek tes halacha chav dalet. The Rambam writes sakin shechotach b'basar tzliv v'chazar v'chotach b'tzno u'kiyotu v'dvarim harif and osel ochot. So I told you before. That the Rambam doesn't seem to weigh in on the Eina Ben Yomo question. But if you think about it for a moment, you read the Rambam, Sakin Shechot Abasar Tzli, V'chazar V'chotach Batzno. What does V'chazar V'chotach? Sounds like right away. You know, that so then, Dafka only then, also Lechol V'chotach. Again, it's a diuk, I'm not sure it's the correct diuk. You don't have to make that diuk for sure. Okay? The Kesef Mishnah, also seems to learn the Rambam the other way than what I'm saying. The Rambam, I'm sorry, like I'm saying, that the only problem is when there's Shamnunis, but if it's Eino Ben Yomo, then it's not a problem. The Rambam says that it's only a problem when it's Chazar B'Chatach right away. I don't know. I mean, it's a possible deep in the Rambam. But it goes, Maimon is in Os Reish, in this edition, he says other things, he mentions names of other types of vegetables and so on, and he says, even, but at the end, he says, even if the sakin is ena ben yomo, it's still a davar charev. So he holds the other way. All right now, the shach etzav katan yud ches says again, like we said before, that you need to have duch in a sakina. Okay, there's no iser if the davar charev simply sitting in a fleishiga thing. Okay, it's no issue. And so katan yud test though, the shach wonder. Yeah.
What would be required to make it into
a
flesh
and
grinder? Like, would it be sufficient? Would you have to actually grind meat into it, or say that you cut an onion with a flesh and knife?
No, I think you'd have to grind meat. That's a further question. We can see that later.
Would it give
leos? Can put the iser back in. People go to the super. We'll see. We'll see something right there. Okay. The shachans have gotten your test. The shach wonders why Taka the mechaber and Sif Aleph quoted both sides, whether the chumrah, so to speak, with the davar charev is only starts off by saying it's only by ben yomo, right? Then it says yesh omrim even by eino ben yomo, right? Sifalot known silka shechot b'sak shechavos are ben yomo. Then he says yesh omrim duha din eino ben yomo. So there he quotes both opinions. So how come here by the madocha the grinder he only quotes the first opinion? Right, that's the shach's kasha. Okay, why does he quote the yesh omrim? And especially the Shach says, because he's convinced that Halacha is like the Yesh Omer. So he says, yeah, b'chein das kol archon, b'chein nogin. Okay, the Ramah pipes in, the Ramah, the Shita also pipes in, it's even by Erman Yomel. The Shach says, that's Halacha. So he has a strict kasha. Why did the Mechaber here in Siv Gibel quote both opinions like he did in the Sif Aleph. Rekiva Eger, Chadusha Rekiva Eger here, he answers the Kasha, he says, because in Sif Aleph, the Mechaber was talking about Snon, that's a Snon and Silka. And therefore, we assume that maybe they're like Chilsas, they're Snon and Dabachar. Here, he just says Tavlin. The subject in Sif Gimel is Tavlin, is spices. Okay, so you can mitzaref the fact. And again, it goes back to, like I said before, mitzaref these different sveikas. Right, these are all sveikas, right? So in other words, the Kivanga is saying is that the reason why the Mechaber here didn't quote the Chumer, the companion, is because the tzad, that it's not a problem if it's Eina Ben Yomo, that the cool of Eina Ben Yomo applies even by Dabar Chart. You combine that with the fact that who knows if this the Tavlin is even a Dabar Chart, because Tavlin Stam isn't mentioned by the Gemara, especially hold like that Orcha that Rabbeinu Chiel, who holds it's only what's written in the Gemara. So in Sif Aleph is too much snow. Here he's not too much snow. All right. The Ramah, though, of course, does say even by Eina Ben Yomo. And that's how the Bior Gor writes the Kotnik Gimel, which is the Zohar Shnia, which is the second. That's the Yesh Omer, which the Ramah holds like. So it's interesting. Do you have the Chidusha Beis Meir in your Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah.
On the bottom of the page, you have the Beis Meir, Chidusha Beis Meir. The Beis Meir, I don't think we've looked at it once this year, but here on this Simon, this is, it's a separate Sefer, but it's printed here also. Okay, so the Chidusha Beis Meir, Adir Masul Yesh Omerim, he says, Yeroa Ali, the Lokas Ramah Deyazu, the Shirley Beis Chumras. I don't think the Ramah applies the two Chumras. I'm not sure why he says it here in Sif Dalad and I said Gimel, not in Sif Aleph. But anyway, the Beis Meir says, I don't think you apply the two Chumras, the Dvarim Harifim, Zulat Snow, Chumra de Gara, Nisbasho, the Asar Afilu Benat Barnat, the Gam Chumra de Chorfa, Mashal Shvach. Both the Chumra that not Barnat doesn't work, and the Chumra that, what do you call it, and the Chumra that Ein Ben Yomo doesn't work, okay? Rak Lochosh Lolachatchila. I think the whole Ramah is only talking about Chatchila. But the Evid, even Ramah would say there's room to make. So claims the combining the two chumras and also the idea that other things are considered besides besides chilsus and so on are considered our hearts. Really three chumras in a way. Okay, he says that's only lechatchila. That's only chumra lechatchila. So the truth, because this is a pretty big chumra that Ramah is telling us, in both here at the end of Sif Aleph and here in Sif Gimel, that even by Adam and Yom, we combine the two gemaras and everything's gonna be awesome. Right, by Dabar Harif, everything's awesome. So it's a Chumra. And Amar the Achronim are not thrilled with this Chumra. The Beis Meir again says that Ramah only means L'chatchila. The Pri Chodesh says, also he disagrees with Ramah. Pri Chodesh is cotton Beis. And Pri Chodesh writes that just like we have not by not by Bishul, so certainly it's going to be not by Dabar Harif. Okay? Now that may depend, by the way, we saw last week. Is that true? Does not Barnat apply even when it's by Mevushal, by Tzli, we talked about that also. Bichodesh seems to equate to bring them together. The placing, Sifkat and Aleph also says, Yesh Lismoch ala Bichodesh, B'makom Hefsin. Certainly, the Prima Gadim, if you look in the Prima Gadim and the Sifzei Das, so in Sifkat and Yates, and the previous Sifkat, he also seems to be noted we can make, but he says at the end of the day, the halacha is that both not Barnat, even by Enam and Yomo, we take both Chumras, no not Barnat, and even Enam and Yomo will not help by Dabar Harif. I printed just the source, I asked, not to print it out, but in source number 15, Shaul's Jewish Divrei Yatziv, that's the old Klausenberger Rebbe, the previous Klausenberger Rebbe, the studio of the Halberstam, the great Talmud Chacham, they're about 8 or 9 volumes of Shuls I have at home, writes very clearly, and it was a great, he was the Kasili, who the Halberstam was his name. The Klausenberger is related to Satman, also Halberstam. But anyway, the, so he was, Nebuch lost his, and he lost his wife and I think 10 children in the Holocaust. He survived. And then he remarried them. They had more children and started the whole family again, started the whole, we planted sons. And the tshuva, it says, was written in Kiryat Sons. Well, that's the Klausenberger headquarters, so to speak, in Eretz Yisrael. Now, there's a different Klausenberger, but I think this is, I forgot right, it was the son of the grandson. It was not the grandson, I'm not sure. But anyway, the Klausenbergers are here in Union City, New Jersey. That's where they're location. So anyway, and it's true with Divrei Yatziv, you want to look up about Dabar Harif, Yor Chelek Yor Des and Chav Gimel. Right, it's very nice to see all the shittas and then lines everything up. Just mention also the Chochmas Adam, Klal Nun Vav Sif Beis. Okay, ask an interesting question. We said you need Duchir Sakina, right? So and I said before, if you put it on a plate, that's not enough. The Chochmas Adam discussed, what if I cut it on the plate? Right? In other words, I'm cutting, so it ends up, what happens? The knife touches the plate, right? So now suddenly, one second. Now maybe the knife was a fleshing knife, and it's on, and I'm cutting the onion, and so on. So if I have, unless I'm cutting it to milching a plate, and a fleshing knife cutting davar charif, okay. So now the knife absorbs bas of a cholov because it takes from the. It's a milking knife, but it's pressing against a fleshing a plate. So then the Chachmas Aram wants to say that maybe everything should be awesome. Everything should be also there if it scrapes against the plate because it's absorbing. The Mogen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach, it's printed on the sheet in 17. The Mogen Avraham is in Tav Nun Aleph of Orachaim. So you've caught the Lamed Aleph. Okay, to talks about 1 second. How far do we go? It's not quoting the Chachmas Aram, obviously. It's before the Chachmas Aram. The Svara. Let's say the plate is a fleshing or a power of a plate. You're cutting on a power of a plate, and now this knife, which is a fleshing knife, is going through the onion and it hits the. Hits the plate on the bottom. So does the plate become a problem? In other words, the can the dover charso. So he proposes that maybe it would. If a dover char is cut with a fleshy knife onto a power of a plate, the plate hasn't come fleshy. That's how far he goes. That's a chumrah. But that's what Mahar Rum says. Lamaisa, and many homes have an extra knife. We discussed this previously. Have a separate knife for flesh and milk. We discussed that at the end of, was it the end of Pesach? I forgot. Right, the last sif there. It's probably best to have a separate knife just for cutting onions. I think many people do. Yeah.
So, are we saying that this onion that was cut by flesh and knife is ilu's flesh?
So it's not flesh and regards to have to wait for 6 hours and stuff like that. No.
We saw a prima bellum earlier that says that if you're within 6 hours and of eating
flesh,
you can cut the onion with a dairy knife.
Right.
Shouldn't eat the onion.
That is true.
So why would that be true?
No, you're right. You are right, they should. Is that a chumas you should mach me out of it also? Not sure. Remind me to go, sorry. Okay. So much for that sif. Now, sif dalin. Talks about another type of mei limonis, lemonade. Okay, shemuviim ha'ov de kochavim, the guy makes. V'chein chatichos dag maliach, salted fish. Shemuviim ha'ov de kochavios mutar. You're allowed to drink it or eat it. That this is an issue. Can you walk into a non-kosher fish store? Again, around our parts nowadays, not an issue. There are plenty of kosher fish stores, but a non-kosher fish store sells all kinds of stuff. So, are you allowed to buy that fish? Now, obviously, you have to go tell what type of fish it is. But let's say you can see it's got the skin on it, you know fish, this is clearly salmon, and so it's kosher fish. But what do you have to be kosher in terms of the fact that the guy just cut the other, I don't know, the shark or whatever, you know, whatever the other fish is that they eat. Okay, I don't know, name it, what's a non-kosher fish? Sturgeon? I don't know, the type of fish that the non-Jews eat. So, that does that, and they just cut that for the previous customer. Now there's, you know, there's and there's enough just to wash it off and so on. Anyway, that's what the, yeah.
This is only dag maliach, not necessarily.
Right, here's only salted fish. Correct. Okay, that's what we saw, a herring, I guess. A salted fish. Okay. Anyway, here the Mechaber says it's mutter. Okay. And the Ramon adds, Mipnei Shemavim, Harbe Biyachad. Okay. V'afim Nesu Mitzosha, Netchab Rishonim, Sakin of the Chavim, Nisbatlu Bacherim, Hanechim Achar Kain, She'en Nesom Kikvar, Nisbatlu Tama Sakin of Rishonim. He said, you cut a lot of fish with this knife. Okay, so maybe taka the first couple of pieces will have some bleed of the salt the harifas will bring out. By the time it comes to the third, fourth, fifth, tenth piece, and so on and so forth, there's nothing left in the knife. And now those ones that got cut originally are all, everything's all mushed together. We're talking about they're going to bring a whole crate, a whole case of fish together, a whole case of lemon, you know, the lemon juice together. So that's not a problem. You want to take a look. The Badei HaShulchan, here in Tzivkot Nuntez, has the whole cheshbon, you know, the whole calculation of the lemon. How much of the meat that goes into the lemon, right? Kadei, you know, the klipa goes in, and then there's, the meat itself, the sakin itself, can only aser up until a certain point. They have to keep cutting more lemons. Eventually, it's not going to aser anymore. Okay.
Are we saying that's by
Lamashos,
the special
letters,
or that's...
Lavda. Yes. Lavda. Called the Roshitas, yeah. Called the Roshitas, yeah, Lavda. Yeah. On the Taz of Kotten Yubay speaks about cabbage in this regard. Now the Shachet of Kotten Chaf, okay, quotes as she will alek it, that the cooler by the lemons basically what, you, what I want to see, show you at that shach, take a look at that shach to the Karmchav, is that even within Dabar Charif, there are gradations. That's basically, because lemon is also tangy, it's acidic. Okay, but the shach says even within things which are Dabar Charif, there's Dabar Charif a lot and Charif a little bit. There are, you know, there are gradations within Dabar Charif also. What's the funniest words here? Towards the end. I'm going to take a look. He said things that are harifim more and harifim less. So that also says as we take into account. In fact, the Prima Godim, wonders, and as if they das, you can't chav about what I said before. One second, this goes back to your question about the grinder. That's what I wanted to mention here. He says, one second, what's this kula by the lemons? We said about the parish over the whole cheshbon, which were the shach and the tazari talk about, right? Once you cut one lemon, another lemon, by the time you get to the fifth or sixth or whatever the shear is, so already it's not pulling any more out of the knife. So then, and then now everything gets mixed together, so it's bottle and so on. Says the Prugata, one second. Why not say that after the first time, when you cut the very first lemon, so now it's going to answer that whole lemon, like Katikan Asin the Veil, it's going to answer that whole lemon, and that lemon now is going to go back into the knife, you're cutting it, and so each time it's a new flavor of Isser, you know, that's going to be coming out. In other words, each time she looked at it independently. So because,
it should be coming there.
In effect, because each time she looked at it as an independent act. So what the Prima Gadim says in Samuel Mechadish, he says, no, but by a Dover Charif, it can bring the flavor out of the sake, but it won't put it back into the sake. You follow? It brings the flavor out, but it's not enough to now say that flavor, which is now, you know, the flavor now that is the Isser, you know, again, it's a milky knife, and the flavor, we're cutting the lemon, pulling out, and the problem was, now is going to put it back into the lemon. That far we don't go. The Taz in Kanye Gimel talks about worms. Okay, worms. If worms, back to the worms in the apple. Okay, he says, perhaps that's an issue. He says, they klipa, but we don't have to worry about it more because of the machmas mius. Finally, we'll finish up this sif with, what about Dover She'eno Charif? So we had in the Gemara, Kufir Beis Manal talked about kishus and other types of cucumbers, turnips, other types of vegetables. So the Mechaber Paskins have cut in hay. Okay, I don't have to read the Gemara again. We saw the Gemara. The Gemara says that if you cut kishuin, so then it's mutarin. Okay, all you need is what we call greda, scraping. That's the lotion of the Gemara. Okay, on top of Kufir Beis Amud Aleph. Gorerle paska achil. Okay, just scrape it. Just scrape it off. So that's by things like cucumbers and so on. The Ran, on daf mem aleph and aleph, again, the page of this, Dina Maskel, the Dafka. Okay, the Ran writes that you have to, why do you need grape? Why do you need to scrape? Why don't you just wash it off? As he posits that certain things you can just rinse off. You just rinse it off. If you cut it with a, rinse it off. Right? If it's not I'm talking a non-dabar charif. Right? This is Anav Dala, the Mamar Kamut. I'm giving about a dabar she'eno charif. A non-dabar charif. Which, by the way, it seems to me, going back to what I said about the fruits and vegetables, if you want to be on the safe side, okay, so wash it off. Wash the stuff off. Usually they come in these plastic containers. They don't have holes or whatever on the bottom. So you wash it off or put it in some kind of strainer and wash it off, then it's for sure going to be okay. Now, the problem is, this is what the Ran talks about in the Dafka. He said, why did the Gemara say that about Kishuim? He said, because they're soft and the washing is going to ruin it. Yeah, the Ran says, ruin it. Washing it off is going to ruin it. So that's why it doesn't suggest washing it off. Therefore, you should scrape it, you know, scrape it. Now, the tour right at the very end of Simon Tzadivol. Sifei, yes.
Before the Ran, that implies that if you just wash it, it's fine also. You don't need it.
So we'll see that in a second. Okay, we'll see in a second. Either or, we'll see in a moment something similar to that. Okay, or nafkamina, we'll see. Okay, it depends how we treat the cucumbers. So the tour writes, let's assume for now, yes, it's either or. Okay, you could wash it. The Ran says you don't want to rot. The question is, what does the Ran mean? Why can't it be so simple? Well, let's take a look. The Shatur writes as if, hey, of seen Sarigal. Bimchata Kishun, Bisakin Shambasa, Mutarach Machal, below Klippa, Raksha Yigror, Greira, Greira, okay, you scrape it off, Yigror Mokamachata, but Mchata Bolefes, I feel Greira ain't Sark, Rak Hadocha Baalma. The turnips need even less, okay, just Hadocha Baalma. Below old, El Afilu Tnon Shechata Bacharea left is Sark Badocha Kmalefes, that's what we said in the Gemara. Remember, the interchange, you first cut this, then you cut that, so again, each one picks, the second time takes out the flavor, that's sufficient also. And that's what the tour writes. The Beis Yosef, the Masu Mashin Kotzav in Chotach, and it quotes in the Gemara, fine. And the tour, the Beis Yosef rather, also quotes the Ran, but he also tells you that there's a Mordechai that disagrees. The Mordechai in Chulin Siman Tovshin Yud Beis, he has a different reason why you have to scrape off the Kishuim and not suffice with washing. He says, comes back to your question, no, washing would not be enough. Why? Because the Kishuim have a little bit of Charifas to it. So that's why it comes up the more. Kishos have a little bit of Charifas, not so Charif, like Zalman's got a little bit of Charifas. So that is Nafkamina. The Mordechai, again, says that the Ran says it's a practical matter, as he seems to say. The Ran says you don't wash cucumber because it's mushy and it'll ruin it. But the Mordechai says no because it has a certain amount of harifas to it. That's how the Beis Yosef quotes. The Beis Yosef also knows that it's interesting that Gemara never mentioned, the Gemara just said mutter. The Gemara didn't say anything about, the Gemara said when it spoke about kishuin, so it says greri, it says garle, garle make pisco, scrape it. But then when it mentions lift the turnips, so then it just says mutter, right? He says, kilcha the lift kashori, right? Kilcha the lift kashori. Doesn't say anything about even washing it, right? The Gemara speaks about greira by cucumbers. Who mentioned anything about washing, right? And it was the Rishonim mentioned, the Ran mentioned, who's saying about washing? And the Shofar mentioned it, the Tur mentioned it. But the Gemara never, that's what Beis Yosef here points out, that the Gemara itself never made any reference to washing at all. So the Beis Yosef says, well, the Gemara just says mutter as opposed to a davar char. It doesn't mean mutter with nothing. It can't be mutter without doing anything. You cut it with a flesh. Not mutter. So you wash it off. That's the least. Okay, now the Prima Godim in the Sisei Das, the Chafalev, says the nafkamina between the Ran and the Mordechai will chop if the knife is clean. Okay, we know that the knife is clean. There's absolutely no shamnunis whatsoever. So then according to the Ran, you would not need Greira. Okay, you would not need Greira. It's not Brananda, you do not need Greira at all. Okay, but according to the Mordechai, you still would, because since there is some harifas to it, maybe not Brananda doesn't work. So that's a practical nafkamina that people got to quote. Finally, Shulchan Aruch Sif Hei, the last Sif of this Siman. Chata Chishun Mizakim Jabosim Mutal Mokhal Begreira, here it says Greida, Bilvad, She Yigrod Mokam Chata. You have to scrape off the place where the knife cut it. Chata Chbo Lefes Afilu Greida, okay, Eino Tzarek. But if just with Lefes, you don't even need Greida. Ela Hadocha Ba'alma. You just need to rinse it off. Again, even though the Beis Yosef points out Pataket, it doesn't say in the Gemara you have to rinse it off. We explain that the Ran says, no, but that's what it means. You have to have something. You have to have something. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Below the flip stone, shechot achar alefes, shar badach alefes, shetam alefes, b'shun uvatol tam alef masakin. The Ramon makes a distinction between turnips, which have the usual flavor, as opposed to other vegetables of bread. Then ein lahati lachto tzon rak pam achas. Then this interchanging thing doesn't work, which doesn't come up that often anyhow. Just the last couple of points. The Taz simply points out that Greira, or Greida, call whatever you want, is less than Klippa. And the Shach explains in what way? Because Klippa is a very, very, you can peel the differences, but Klippa, you can, Greida is less than Klippa. Klippa, it has to be thick enough that you can peel the whole thing at once. If you start at the right place, you peel the whole thing will peel off. Greida is even less. It's less. You don't have to be able to. Again, I don't know how many millimeters difference there is, but that's what the Shach says. That the definition of greida is what the Shach says is pachos miklipa. Shaklipa tzorch shtei gasa ktsas is tuchal inot al kulo keechot. All right, that's when the Shach is talking about a, you know, the defining terms. In Sivkot and Chav Gimel, the Shach writes, Shach discusses, and others discuss also, well, how do we define, again, it goes back to what we spoke about once before, how do we define the Chatchila and B'di'evet here? Okay? Can you go ahead and cut, not on the forget Dovah Harif, whatever, cucumbers, with a flashing knife, intending to eat it with milchiks? In other words, can you do this in Chatchila? That's what the Shach discussed in Sipat and Chav Gimel. Okay, Dover, not so, the same thing you talk about fish. You know, I'm going to cut fish, it's just a knife that I have handing out, and there's no charif, I'm not talking about charifas. Are you allowed to do it with, chatchila, or just din b'di'evet? So, defining chatchila b'di'evet, the Shach assumes you cannot go ahead chatchila and cut it. Chatchila that were not there means you can eat it chatchila. Right, once it's already done, then l'chadchili can eat it. But to go ahead and have intention off the bat, to have that kind of kavana from the beginning, that you would not be able to do. The Pisrei Tshuvas in Cotton Hay, with this we finish, talks about the fish, which he says is mutter, right? If it's mutter, again, non-salty fish, which is mutter, if it's cut with a garisha knife, and they have trapeze, and it's again just wash off the place with the top or the asu greatness. You don't seem to say they're interchangeable. Okay, he says the reason why you don't say greatness is because it'll ruin the whole fish. Greatness, he's saying not likuba, washing works as well. Okay, so that's what we have here in Simon Sadi Bob. Yeah.
So based on this,
at least
in the Chavasiyar,
that's what Pesachu
calls and the Ran interpreted by the Shach, you can just go to your local store and buy salmon?
But you have to wash it off.
As long as you wash.
Yes.
And
yes.
What?
And you have to make insects a little bit, but yes. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you can identify, you have to know. But yes.
Well,
again, it's the same hanhaga. Yes, salmon you can tell. But the same, it's not an issue of halacha so much, it's an issue of hanhaga. You know, halacha, I think yes. Yes, halacha yes. But the hanhaga is such, first of all, you really have to wash, because especially in a non-cooked fish, there's all kinds of fish. I think there could really be issues of ban there. You know, another fish from another thing, because it sits in the same. But if he rinses everything off, then the answer would be yes. But, you know, we're not living in the Oshkosh, I don't know, maybe there's a fine community in Oshkosh, but we're not living in the wherever. So here, it's just as easy to avoid the problem. It's more of an issue of hanhaga than an issue of pure halacha. But if you're in some other place and you don't have readily available, you can tell and you can wash it off and so on and so forth, that it seems to me that it should be mutter. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll do that tomorrow. Siman Sadi Zion. If I'm able to, I lost this morning because of funeral, and this afternoon I have several MTA related meetings. So I don't know if I'll have my comments, but do Siman Sadi Zion with the Nosek Kalim, and then tomorrow I'll have certain, hopefully by sheer time, certainly I'll have sheets, and we'll have that for Thursday. So tomorrow we'll be there here at 11:30. If that's okay. And Thursday we'll wrap it up. Okay? Very good. Stop.